I know that you're going to receive a blessing by being under this tabernacle. It's good to have Bill Smith, pastor of Bethel Baptist Church, here locally. We're going to ask him to come and lead us in prayer and ask God to help us here tonight. It's good to have my mother with me. She's over there in the white Mercury. It's good to have my other family members back there, my wife and my grandchildren, my daughter and my son. I thank God for that. I brought them when they were little. When they were little children. Matter of fact, if you look close tonight, you'll see a lot of other little children. Now, isn't that a blessing? It's good to be saved. It's good to be under the tabernacle. And it's good to worship together. You lead us in prayer, brother. We love you. We appreciate you too.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, in behalf of this service tonight, Lord, I pray, God, that you'd meet the need of the hour tonight. Lord, you know, I'm sure, Lord, that there's many that is here tonight that has a need. Maybe somebody needs to be saved. Lord, I pray through the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, they'll be drawn to an old-fashioned altar of prayer, get born again. Father, I pray tonight, Lord, God, that you'd move, Lord, in this service, Lord. God, we thank you for hearing and answering prayer, or, Lord, we wouldn't be here. Lord, I pray tonight, God, that you'd bless the men of God as they come to preach to our hearts tonight, Lord. God, help us to have open hearts, listening ears tonight, Lord. Father, that we may hear from heaven, Lord, here tonight. Blessing the singing, Lord. I pray, God, that you'd touch these that'll sing tonight, Lord. I pray, God, that you'd be in the midst, Lord. Father, we can't have service without you tonight. But, Lord God, I pray that you'd move in a great way tonight, Lord. Help us in this service, Lord. Thank you, God, for the services that we've been able to attend this week, Lord, and the messages that has been preached, Lord. God, now have your way tonight. Again, we thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us. Most of all, for salvation, Lord, that you saved us one day by the grace of God. Now have your way. Help Brother Steve and those that will moderate the service, Lord. I pray, God, your will be done right here tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Appreciate the prayer. Just remain standing, if you would. We're going to go ahead and receive the evening offering. I just want to say we appreciate all that's been given, and especially tonight we have many of our local churches that are here, and we thank you for your participation in this meeting financially by your presence, and it's not being used in vain. It has been an encouragement and a help to God's men, and we appreciate that, and we're just glad these churches are here tonight in our service. And I want to say this. I had a young man come to me as I was leaving the morning service to go eat. Came up to the car and said, "Preacher, I can't be here tonight." Said, "I got to work." He's a preacher's grandson. He said, I want you to put this in the offering. He handed me $2 to put in the offering. I want you to know that $2 is just as important as anything anybody gives. You see, that little widow put in them two mites. She gave all she had. And I'm just of a mind to think God can turn that into 20,000. He owns a cattle on 1,000 hills, and he owns the taters in the hills too. You give as the Lord would have you to give. And if you'd like to pledge $300 to this meeting, we have pledge cards here that Brother Jamie and I myself will give out. And if you'd take one, if the Lord had touched you about that, it'd be fine. If he doesn't, it's all right. But if he does, they'll be available. some have asked me about them. You're able to get them. We don't pass the pans. While they play, you come forward and give your offering.